Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. My name is Allegna Braveheart. Today we're going to show you how to make sesame fried tofu and a cabbage salad. So without further ado, let's get started. Let me introduce the ingredients that we're going to use today. So we're starting with the tofu. So we have tofu. We have flour. We have white sesame seeds. We also have black sesame seeds. We're going to use some spring onion. And when we serve it, we'll either serve it over rice or with a chutney sauce. We're also, I should mention, a little bit of salt. Now what we're going to do, we're going to use the shake and bake method of putting everything together. So you also need a plastic bag. Okay, so let me cut up the tofu. We'll start with one block of tofu. So we have the one block here. I'm going to cut it into sections. So I'm going to cut it into three sections on the side. And also three sections on the top, vertically. And one section horizontally. Okay, that gives us nice blocks of tofu that we can then use to fry. Okay, today we're going to use a deep fryer, but you could just use a pot with oil. But the deep fryer is a little bit more efficient way of doing the deep frying. Okay, so let's put the tofu in our plastic bag. We're going to add the flour. This is about a quarter cup of flour. We're adding the sesame seeds, the white sesame seeds, which is about 2 tablespoons full, and also the black sesame seeds. We're also going to add a bit of salt. I'd say about a teaspoon of salt. Okay, put all of that there. Okay, you close up the bag. And basically you shake it to get everything mixed and hopefully stuck to the tofu. You can press down to get the sesame seeds so that they adhere to the tofu. Okay, let's take it out. So as you see, we have the tofu now with the sesame seeds kind of embedded into the tofu. Okay. Okay, the next thing we're going to do is we're going to put the tofu into the deep fryer. So let me open that up. This one has a little cage that we can put the tofu in and then dunk it into the deep fryer. So let me take the rest of this out. And put it into the deep fryer. Okay, once it's in, you just submerge the tofu and you let it fry for about 3 minutes. Once the tofu is ready, it would have achieved a nice golden brown color. And you take it out of the deep fryer and dump it on some paper towels. You do that so that the oil can drain away. Okay, there it is. Now there are a couple of ways that you can serve it. You can serve it with a dipping sauce. Here I have some chutney. So you can skewer the tofu. You put it in a nice plate, and then you can use it, the chutney, and dip it in the chutney, and then eat it from the skewer. Or you could serve it over rice. The next thing I'd like to show you is how to make a cabbage salad, which is very healthy. Okay, we're going to do a cabbage salad, and this is extremely tasty. So the first thing we do is we have some baby cabbage. We just cut that in half. We're going to put it in a chopper. So we just need to get it the right size so it can be chopped up easily. So just cut them in halves or quarters or whatever makes sense. Okay, and we're going to use a hand chopper, hand blender. So into this I'm going to put in the baby cabbage. Okay, that's probably enough. I'm going to leave that piece out. Okay, now what we combine with this is we have about a quarter of a cup of balsamic vinegar. So we add that to the chopper. That's going to give it a nice tart taste. We also have mustard seeds. I'm not going to add all of this. You need about 2 teaspoons of mustard seeds. So put in about 2 teaspoons. And we have some pumpkin seeds. So I'm going to add about about 2 tablespoons of pumpkin seeds. Okay, we also have raisins, but we'll wait to the end to add the raisins. Okay, so now we chop everything up. You could use an electric chopper if you had it. The hand chopper works fine. I'm going to push some of the leaves back in so they chop finely. Okay, when it's ground up enough and it's pretty fine, hopefully you can see here, it's pretty finely chopped. Then let's add the raisins. It's about a quarter of a cup of raisins. You don't really want to chop these up. You really just want to blend them. So I'm just going to do a few rotations to get them blended in. Okay. I'll scrape the salad off the side. Take out the chopper. Okay, let me show you how this turned out. Okay, so now we have a nice cabbage salad. It has a wide array of flavors and textures in it, and I think you will really enjoy it. And it's a good accompaniment to the sesame fried tofu. Thank you. Thank you for joining us for Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Next up is Between Master and Disciples. Take care.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.